Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Season 2 for the hit series The Vet Life on Animal Planet, following three friends and fellow veterinarians as they fulfill their lifelong dreams of owning their own animal hospitals. Dr. De'Ara Blue, Dr. Aubrey Ross, and Dr. Michael Levine all met while attending Tuskegee University's College of Veterinary Medicine. They eventually reconnected in Las Vegas, where they were all practicing, and in 2015 they opened SciFair Animal Hospital in Houston, a full-service veterinarian hospital and boarding facility, treating everything from dogs to cats to farm animals, even a rare exotic. Dr. Blue was born in Detroit, spending his childhood years as the neighborhood vet for their household pets. He worked in Las Vegas for two of the city's leading veterinarian hospitals, as well as an animal shelter. He also manages the Conroe Animal Adoption Center. And Dr. Blue, one of the stars of the Animal Planet hit series The Vet Life, Saturdays 10 Eastern, 9 Central, is with us on This Week in America. Dr. Blue, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for letting me be here.
You know, this has to be the perfect life for you. You're realizing your dream to be a vet. You're owning your own hospital, getting to go to work every day with your best friends, and you're inspiring future vets along the way.
I have to say, when you say it like that and sequence the way you just did, I don't know about perfect, but it definitely is a blessing. I do feel I am very blessed to wake up every morning and do what it is that I love, and it makes it a lot easier. I still deal with normal problems like everybody else, but I am very happy. I will say that. Thank God for that.
And we get to see that as you try to balance the personal life and the professional life. We're talking about the series The Vet Life, a hit series on Animal Planet, looking at all the comments and the way you're inspiring people maybe to take better care of their pets, to go in for preventative medicine, and they never would have thought of that before, inspiring young people to pursue this as a career. Yeah, this is a series you really were reluctant. In fact, all of you were reluctant in the beginning. You weren't sure you wanted to take part in this series.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, in our eyes, you know, our understanding of reality TV wasn't anything necessarily good or in a positive light that we saw. And we didn't want to portray ourselves as anything that would be negative. We're very positive people. We have wives. We have kids. And we were just starting our hospital. It hadn't even been open really yet. So it was something where our idea was to come to Houston and open up the best practice in Houston, Texas, and make sure we're the community's first choice when it comes to pet care. And when the show came up, it's like, well, no, that's not what we're here for. I didn't go to acting school. I'm not a thespian or anything. Let's do something different. And you know, the ideas circled, and lo and behold, we had the chance to be with Animal Planet, which is a very, very good company, and they portray veterinarians in an excellent light, and they got to show the world what it is to be a veterinarian and to be a husband and to be a father and be a positive light in this world. And that's what we, you know, were able to portray, and that's what we took to as far as the show.
What's it like when you get letters from young people and they're saying, because of watching this, I want to be a vet. I want to go to Tuskegee. That has to be very rewarding for you and for the others as well.
Yes, it is extremely heartwarming with that. I mean, that's something where I never thought that would be me, and to get those things, you know, unfortunately, I wish I could literally, you know, like respond to every single person, I'm sorry I can't, but it's something where I really do get joy out of that, and that's what made us continue this show is, you know, it's as important as it was for us to get the education about pets out there, it's more important to make sure that we're inspiring the next generation of veterinarians that will be able to take the reins of our beloved field and make it even better and push it even further. So it's a true joy for me to get those letters. I love them.
It's interesting and fun to watch every day as it unfolds at the hospital. If you're a medical doctor, you get a man or a woman or you get a child. You never seem to get the same animal day after day, do you? I mean, you've got a whole variety of animals, not just house pets that come in there. In fact, you're dealing soon with an arthritic pig, a 700-pound pig.
Yeah, old Roy is his name. Roy is 700 pounds, and he's huge. So that was very different for me. That was the first time seeing a pig that large. But it's something where, you know, I see a lot of pigs now. I see a lot of goats. See some cows. And Dr. Ross sees a lot of the exotics. Dr. Levine is doing a lot of different surgeries now, bone surgeries. And it's something where, you know, even if you're seeing a dog after a dog, they're not the same dog, not the same size, different attitude, different understanding. different temperaments. So we definitely see differences all day, every day. And it's fun. It makes the job interesting.
I mentioned that balance that we see. You're veterinarians, you're now business owners, and you go home and you have families, and we see it unfold with all the doctors. We saw some of the personality, the behind the scenes last season. We're seeing a lot more of that at season two. Everybody's got a very active and fulfilling life outside of the hospital as well, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dr. Ross, he was looking for a house for quite a while, and him and his wife, Tavia, she actually, you know, they actually got a chance to find the perfect house for them. It's a beautiful house, by the way, that the kids can grow up in, and you actually see that on the show. We had a good housewarming over there that they filmed, and we kind of just joked around and poked fun at each other. And Dr. Levine's kids, I mean, his daughter, Sydney, is almost college age. She'll be going to college, I think, next year or the year after that. She's learning how to drive. That's always scary. And then my kids, of course, they're getting older. My baby son is walking around and throwing stuff. So, and my oldest son, Dean, he speaks Spanish almost fluent already. So it's pretty impressive and amazing. They definitely will make your eyes messed up and almost want to cry.
You know, we learn a lot as we're watching as well. It's an entertaining program, and we learn a lot. We're heading into summer. We got a couple minutes left in the program. What are some of the common mistakes pet owners make in the summer in not taking proper care of their pets?
I think the most common mistakes are just the not anticipating certain things or not understanding. You know, you need to make sure you anticipate the weather and know what the weather is going to be. If it's too hot, especially if you're in a really hot or subtropical area, realize that the humidity and the heat, dogs don't sweat, so they can become overheated, and that heat stroke and heat stress can lead to death. You know, making sure you have them outside with shelter. If you can't keep them inside, that they can stay cool. Make sure that they have water, fresh water, and make sure they don't knock their water bowls over and then you think they have water and they don't. Making sure we have their heartworm prevention, because mosquitoes are everywhere. Make sure they have that flea prevention, because that can lead to different disease, intestinal parasites like tapeworms, and also skin allergies. Making sure that you just always go into your vet for those rechecks and those constant annual exams to make sure that they're healthy enough to even be outdoors. Those are the most important things, and I think that's the things that we make mistakes on, because heat stress is real, and we don't want that to happen.
We're talking about season two of the hit Animal Planet series, The Vet Life, Saturdays 10 Eastern, 9 Central, one of the three stars of the show, Dr. Blue, with us on This Week in America. Doctor, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. You have a blessed day, sir.
You as well. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.